It's sad when I go back.
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to the Bids and Purchases Committee, Tuesday, September 5th, 2017, at 10:15 a.m. Before I get started, I'd like to recognize our former Assistant Administrator, Ms. Catherine Hendricks, that's in the audience with us today. Welcome, Catherine. Okay, guys, item number one is approval of the minutes of the July 31st, 2017 meeting.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number two is public comments. This is a time we'd like to ask the audience if you have anything you'd like to address us with, or whether it's on something that's on the agenda or not. You're more than welcome to stand up and say something. Since we don't see anybody, we'll go ahead and move forward on that. Item number three is award of contract for design of Long Point Road improvements. And I'll defer to our staff.
Yes, sir. We would like to utilize one of our on-call contractors, Johnson, Merriam, and Thompson, JTM is what we refer to them as, to do the design work. And we would like to execute a contract with them in an amount of $1,127,280. And that's based on negotiations we had with the firm.
Okay, can you just briefly describe what this is going to be for so the public will understand why we're spending so much money?
yes, sir. It's for the construction of, for the design of the Long Point Extension. One of the key considerations with this is the Confederate earthworks that has to be taken into consideration working through there.
Exactly. I just meant, you know, which part of Long Point, for some folks in here might not have known all the work we've been doing about extending it. So when you say extension, I just want to make sure they understand it's extending over Highway 17.
Right. Yeah, it's all the way to Rifle Range Road.
There you go. Okay, very good. Committee?
I move that we recommend Johnson, Merriman, and Thompson to do the design work for the Long Point Road extension in the amount of $1,127,280.
I second it.
Okay, we got a motion. I second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number four is the award of contract for design of the Old Village Watershed Basins 1 and 2. I'll refer back to staff.
You addressed the financial side this morning in the Finance Committee. This is a solicitation that we did for an RFQ to select a consultant for the Old Village drainage improvements. The staff evaluated the responses, and they selected Thomas & Hudden Engineering Company. And we negotiated to amount of $791,515, and we'd like to contract them to perform the design of the improvements.
Okay. Committee?
Just very good job on massaging that contract.
Thank you. Staff effort.
Yeah, I agree. I think staff's done a remarkable job, and you know, many accolades to all of you. You've whittled this down. Thank you, Marcy, too, for your input, your resources. Rick, does this this again? If you'll just let everybody know what this incorporates as far as the basins.
Yes, sir. This is the two basins. Royal Avenue Basin is one, and then the other one is the Edwards Park Basin. Yes, sir. The Royal Avenue Basin is $372,525, and the Edwards Park Basin is $418,990.
Thank you, sir.
Just so everybody knows that we did discuss the financing sources for this, revenue sources, and it was satisfactory, the finance, with council weighing in next week, but I think it's a good scattering of how we're going to pay for it. So.
Good. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the design contract in the amount of $791,515 from Thomas & Hutton. to perform the design of the Old Village drainage improvements.
Second.
All right, we got a motion, we got a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Ayes have it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are adjourned. This is how we like it. Mr. Smith, you taking notes?